On This Day with Gunners and Ali.
It's Tuesday the 21st of March. Let's check out what happened on this day.
Forrest Mars Sr. was born on this day in 1904. Have you guessed what he's responsible for?
Something to do with Mars chocolate?
He's the American businessman responsible for giving us the Mars chocolate empire.
Nice. Thanks, Forrest Mars.
On Mars a day, count you one best and play.
Keith Potter, the Australian vocalist and guitarist with The Seekers. Today, he's 82.
Lead singer with UK band Mungo Jerry, Ray Dawson, was born on this day. So today, he's 77. Came out with this song back in the day.
In the summertime, when the weather is high, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind.
Love it.
In the summertime.
Timothy Dalton, or
Bond, James Bond.
The Welsh actor, today, is 77.
Patsy Biscuit. The Australian singer. Today, she's 77.
Brian Dore, the Australian comedian, actor and writer, is 75.
Roger Hodgson. The guitarist and vocalist with the UK band Supertramp. He really should change his name. Roger Hodgson. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, you are. Roger Hodgson.
Anyway, he's from Supertramp, and today Roger is 73.
Oscar-winning actor Gary Oldman is 65. What a legend.
Yeah, been in a stack of movies like Bram Stoker's Dracula.
I am Dracula.
The Fifth Element.
Bravo!
Bravo. My compliments, little lady. Thank you for doing all dirty work. I couldn't have done a better job myself.
Lost in Space.
Yes. Yes. I'm a doctor.
And he was Sirius Black in the Harry Potter movies.
When all this is over, we'll be a proper family. We'll see.
He's been around, hasn't he?
Mm-hmm. Did you know he was also married to Uma Thurman for a couple of years?
No way.
Yep, in the 90s.
No longer with us, but Brazilian Formula One race car driver Ayrton Senna was born on this day in 1960.
Vince Sorrenti, the Australian comedian, is 62.
US actress and comedian Rosie O'Donnell is 61.
Matthew Broderick.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Or Ferris Bueller. He's also 61.
He's best known for playing Murray, the band's manager on Flight of the Conchords. Rhys Darby today, he's 49.
Do we have any gigs, Murray?
Ah, yes, I've got an answer for that. No.
He was also in Jim Carrey's Yes Man. Remember, he was his boss?
Mm-hmm.
So funny. It was on this day in 1935 that Persia changed its name to Iran.
The Beatles played at the Cavern Club for the first time on this day in 1961.
In 1963, Alcatraz Prison closed in San Francisco Bay.
Delta Goodrum released her debut album, Innocent Eyes, on this day in 2003.
And the first tweet was sent via Twitter on this day in 2006. It was sent at 10 to 4 by co-founder Jack Dorsey, and he wrote, "Just setting up my Twitter without an I."
Or an E.
Yeah, that's how they were going to market it, but I think that all changed.
Mm-hmm. Just a few of the things that happened on this day for Tuesday, the 21st of March.